Today, I'm having a quick chat with Joe Maitland of the company Connected Automotive Systems, and they actually sell diagnostic scan tools to the industry. And part of what they do is to bridge the gap between aftermarket scan tools and OEM scan tools. How does that happen? Well, you got to listen to find out.
Welcome to Body Bangin', your podcast for all things body.
Auto body, that is.
And now, introducing Body Bangin's host, Mickey Woods of Mickey Woods Marketing. Mickey is a former Auto Collision Center owner and is now a marketing and business development expert to shops across the globe.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Body Bangin' Podcast. Thanks to Lombard Equipment for sponsoring this podcast series at the Southeast Collision Conference. They've been in business since 1991. Yes, I read that right. 1991. Seems like forever ago. Anyway, we are here today with Joe Maitland with CAS, which is Connected Automotive Systems. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Welcome to the Body Bangin' Podcast.
Thank you.
So Joe is there as a vendor on the showroom floor. You're on the trade floor today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So Connected Automotive Systems, why don't you tell us real quick what you guys do?
Well, Connected Automotive Systems, we're based out of New England.
Okay.
We're nationwide, but our main focus is the East Coast.
Okay.
So we have automotive consultants in most of the states on the East Coast. We can supply to the aftermarket, factory tools, ADAS systems, and support for those tools to keep them running and keep you up and going and making money.
Oh, I like that. So are you guys more than as a support to the shops?
We're both. I mean, we sell the equipment.
Yeah.
But we also offer the support behind it. So we have local guys in the local areas, like my areas are Virginia and West Virginia, Maryland. So I can actually come to you have an issue, I can come to your shop and help you work through that issue.
Gotcha.
Or we also have, I have the ability to remote into your equipment. And we also have that ability from our offices in Massachusetts.
Okay. So tell us what kind of equipment you guys are providing your shop.
So we provide factory tools, so tools like the Ford IDS, General Motors with the MDI, Chrysler, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, BMW. And we also have aftermarket tools, which are more universal.
Okay.
And we can also supply shops with one of the aftermarket tools, which we can remote in and use that as an interface to run factory software. So if you don't have that tool, you have the aftermarket tool that we offer. We can remote in and let's say you have a BMW and you need to program a module, but you haven't purchased that software.
Uh-huh.
We have that software and we can do that. We can make an appointment, remote in, get your car programmed, and out the door.
Oh, that's really interesting. Okay, I like that. So we were talking a little bit before we came on, and you wanted to talk a little bit about the difference between aftermarket and factory tools, which I'm interested to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, the difference is, when an aftermarket tool company goes out and they want to build a scan tool, they still have to go to the factory and say, listen, we want to use this information to build a scan tool.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have and what do we need to do to license that?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what do you want? We want everything. Okay, well, you want everything, that's going to be $1 million.
Right.
That's too much.
Uh-huh.
So they start narrowing down the list of the things that they want. And generally, they use the things that are most used by the shops.
Okay.
And then they start tearing things off that are left off.
Mm.
So what happens is, shop may have a great aftermarket tool and they can do 80% of what they need to do.
Yeah.
But that other 20%, if they can't finish it, then the car's stuck and they have to either get someone else to do it or they have to tow it to the dealership.
Right.
So what we try to do is ascertain what the shop is trying to do, what they're trying to concentrate on.
Uh-huh.
And sell them the equipment if they need the factory equipment, sell them the equipment that they need. To accomplish their goals.
Right.
And if they're too small of a shop, then we can also, like I said, we can supply them with a tool that can act as an interface, and they can kind of like a per vehicle, they can call us and we can help them work through either doing a scan, reprogramming, installing a new module, using the factory equipment on our end with the interface that they've purchased from us on their end.
Okay. So then they have a more complete picture.
Correct.
Versus potential aftermarket tool they might be using.
Correct. So they don't have to turn customers.
Right. Okay. So how long have you been with the company? Are you the owner of the company? I didn't even ask.
I am not.
Okay.
that would be John Jenkins.
Okay.
I've been with CAS about 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
My background is I spent 30 years as a technician. I worked for Vtronics and Bosch, and then went to work with, and Mr. Jenkins was a vendor for them as well. And then as they got out of the market having reps on the street, he contacted me and I went to work with them.
Okay, so you are very technically savvy then. So this is right in your wheelhouse.
Well, I wouldn't claim to be that guy, but I know enough to get me in trouble.
There you go. So is this the first time that CIS has been at the Southeast Collision Conference?
It is.
Okay, because I don't remember you guys sponsoring last year. So how has your experience been thus far?
Pretty good. The traffic has been decent. We had a lot of good conversations. I'm learning more about the body side of the industry.
Yeah.
Since my focus has been more on the mechanical side.
Right.
But as the ADAS systems have come in, those things have really come together. And they're not separated as much as they used to.
Right. Yeah. Much, much closer together. Right.
Yes. Yep.
So now, do you feel like that helps you be able to, knowing the shops better helps you obviously to be able to connect with them at a different level, but do you feel like then your offerings even have more value knowing what the pain points are on the collision side?
Because most of the collision shops are having to do with newer vehicles.
Yeah.
And a lot of the information is not available with the aftermarket. You have to have the back. Or you just can't do it.
Correct. Yeah.
Or you're dependent on a dealer. And the dealers are not always most happy to help people outside of their network.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. So you guys are bridging the gap. I'm trying to wrap my head around everything that you guys do, because it sounds like there's a lot of things. So I think the support piece of it seems to be quite a value piece then.
Yes, I would say that's probably one of the biggest things that we bring to the table is the local, and of course, everyone can log into your computer now just about, but having the knowledge and our background, and the majority of our consultants were technicians in their previous lives.
Yes.
So, we've got a lot of combined experience that we can draw.
Yeah.
I don't claim to be the expert in the field, but if I do not have the answer to the questions you might have, I know where to go find it.
Right, right. So how many shops are you working with in the U.S.?
That's a good question. I don't have a grasp on the total numbers. And I probably have 100 to 200 in my area that I deal with on various levels.
Wow.
I have some shops that I just do on-site programming for because they don't have the business to invest in equipment themselves.
Right.
I have some shops that have multiple factory tools. So we deal with it all soup to nuts.
Yeah.
And we focus on diagnostic tools. We don't sell alignment machines or tire machines or any of that thing. We focus on the diagnostic side.
Okay. So you're more specific, and that was kind of what I was going to get to also. So knowing specifically you're on the diagnostic side, and then knowing that there's a gap there for a lot of people, for a lot of shops, you brought up a good point. A lot of shops can't afford potentially this high-end equipment or a lot of equipment. So then is that where they really find value with you as well?
Correct. Yeah, they can, we can focus in on what they do. We can look at their business and what they're actually doing and what their focus, if they're focusing on one brand or multiple brands from let's say, the Japanese Asian side or the European side or the American side, and look at what they're doing and tailor the solution for their specific application.
Right.
Make sure that they get the ROI that they're looking for.
Yeah, yeah, which is super important. Okay, so you're not speaking, but you are attending. So will you be attending any of the sessions, do you think, while you're there?
We're kind of staying back and explaining what our stuff is doing. So I haven't had an opportunity, but it sounds like I've talked to some of the other attendees. It sounds like the educational sessions have some good value.
Yeah.
And people are learning some stuff.
yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, it's not always that way. Some seminars are more sales driven.
That's a very good point. That is a very good point, which I'm sure you've been to a lot, being in the industry that you're in of sales. You go to a lot of events.
One or two.
Yeah. Yeah, the lineup at the Southeast Collision Conference is very good. And a lot of great conversations even on the showroom floor. So I think it's great for any type of industry to get involved and to talk to the shops and really get in their heads to figure out what the pain points are so that you guys can be better to support them, potentially even in different ways that you didn't know existed.
Well, if you have to connect with the customers and listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, in a lot of ways, it's just like being married.
That's right.
Sometimes you hear, but you don't listen.
Who? Not me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Joe. Sure.
You're probably like most wives and have all the answers.
Yes, right. And we're always right. So
of
makes
course.
It easy for everybody. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you coming on and chatting. So you guys sell a lot of diagnostic equipment, ADAS, so computer systems. Why don't you give us the list, the tools, factory tools, that kind of thing. So are you selling aftermarket diagnostic tooling as well?
We do have some aftermarket diagnostic tools as well.
Okay.
The tooling we do sell, we only sell the things that are validated and licensed.
Okay.
So there are some other manufacturers out there that doesn't matter to them. It does to us.
Yeah.
So we don't have problems with software that's going into lawsuits that you may not have next year because they.
Right.
So that's a plus with dealing with licensed software.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. The things that are so fun that you don't know you got a problem until you got the problem.
Right.
Right. Right. So it's nice that you're looking out for your people. Well, Joe, I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference. There's a lot of great people there, so I'm sure you'll have a fun time.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you everybody for listening in and we will see you next time. And thanks again to Lombard Equipment for sponsoring this amazing series. Talk to you soon. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, make sure you hit the subscribe button. We have some incredible topics and guests coming your way you will not want to miss. If you are watching on YouTube and don't want to miss the latest and greatest, you'll want to hit the bell after subscribing so you will get a pop-up each time a video podcast goes live. To our devoted fans, would you mind paying it forward and sharing this little gem with someone else you think may benefit from it? Much love from all of us here at Body Bangin', all things auto body.